Hello and good morning from Proactive New York. Joining me today is Alan Natowski, CEO at Funware. Alan, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Christine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Alan, the last time we spoke was in September when the company announced its intent to acquire the high-performance computer systems provider Lyte Technology for $10.9 million in a cash and stock deal. Just remind us a bit about what they do.
Yeah, so as we did announce previously, Lyte focuses on high-end computing systems. And where that matters quite a bit is obviously in the world of cryptocurrency, blockchain, high-end streaming, gaming, and a bunch of other systems that end up acting like nodes in a global decentralized network. So as we add more and more about our mobile loyalty and rewards program, we introduce things like Funcoin and Funtoken for rewarding people for being themselves, getting them in control of their data, getting compensated for the use of that data, all the activities that they do. This just becomes the hardware component that goes along with all of our software on a worldwide basis.
Yeah, for those who aren't super familiar with this space, just walk us through how this acquisition does support the adoption of Funcoin and Funtoken.
Yeah, so importantly, at the core of Funware, what we are is an enterprise cloud platform for mobile. So we've been spending more than 12 years building out infrastructure and software that enables people to engage, manage, and monetize their mobile audiences on Apple iOS and Google Android. So whether that's their smartphones, their tablets, their wearables, their smart televisions, their digital signs, or any other sort of device, what we do is help people to have fun, playful, engaging experiences on mobile. Whether those mobile applications are downloadable for consumers, channel partners, or employees, what we do is enable you to have everything you need to succeed on mobile. So while we deal with software, much like you might see with Apple or Microsoft or others, there's always a lot of hardware that goes along with that. So the reason that we wanted to buy Lyte Technology was to give us a direct-to-consumer channel, an opportunity for us to be able to sell on a worldwide basis these high-end systems that people can use for gaming, for streaming, for cryptocurrency. But more importantly, they end up acting as nodes in a decentralized network. A lot of people are familiar with Bitcoin. But what that really is a means for me to send financial value anywhere in the world in real time, 24/7, 365, no banks, no holidays, no intermediaries, a system that works because it's global in nature and decentralized. And in the Bitcoin world, that would be every 10 minutes, another block of transactions go off. But if I wanted to just send you money, I can actually just click a button, send it to you, and instantaneously you can have that. Well, in our world, as consumers adopt these systems, and the hardware that support them, what we too want to do is to supplement and complement all the distribution we do to businesses and to government organizations with a consumer-oriented distribution network so that we can get as wide-scale adoption as humanly possible. Lyte turned out to be a great opportunity for us to do an acquisition, to accelerate that process. And as we had announced before, the concept of signing the definitive agreements. Importantly, now we've gotten to, hey, the deal is closed. We actually took debt and used cash on hand as a means to close the option to buy. And when we did that, it was important that we didn't issue any equity at closing. We didn't use our at-the-money offering. All we did was actually take on some debt. We took that debt on at 0% interest rate, pretty hard to beat. And use that to acquire the company in a responsible way. And now we have an accretive inorganic acquisition that's going to substantially expand our business. And we'll get in a moment into some of the financial updates and guidance that will provide as a result.
Yeah, you have provided guidance for your fourth quarter. So how does the Lyte acquisition fit in with growth going forward?
Yeah, so at a core business, our core business and software, we announced as part of the same announcement, that will be up over 50% sequentially quarter over quarter. So from Q2 to Q3, organic Funware, having absolutely nothing to do with this acquisition, is going to be up over 50% in net revenue. So that's really, really strong growth. Even more importantly, we put out guidance for this coming quarter, And we've said that we're going to have more than $5 million of net revenue. So to put all that in perspective, in Q2, we put out an announcement in the midst of kind of coming out of COVID and working through the pandemic at a low quarterly revenue total of about $1.4 million. We're going to be up more than 50% sequentially. That will get us obviously substantially bigger than we were before. More importantly, now we're going to supersize that and we'll more than double, almost triple that yet again, sequentially quarter over quarter into the fourth quarter. And so we're very excited that we won't announce our full Q3 results until mid-November, a little less than a month from now. But it's important that people have a heads up that we're going to be performing very well. More importantly, we're going to substantially upsize that and uptick it yet again here in Q4. And that's going to set a backdrop when we start January of next year of having a substantially bigger business. At a $5 million run rate, that's up over $20 million in run rate annually. And that's substantially different from the single digit, you know, that we were having before during the midst of all the pandemic.
And as we head into November, from my understanding, you're going to be having a bit of a Black Friday sale?
Yeah. So what's great now is with a direct-to-consumer market, we have the ability to offer new opportunities in terms of sales. So while we're aggressively ramping our business-to-business and business-to-government sales on our enterprise cloud platform for mobile, in parallel, we're going to take advantage of having a direct-to-consumer computer system for high-end gaming, streaming, and cryptocurrency. And as a result, we're going to give the entire month of November as the equivalent of Black Friday. So we're very excited to be able to offer that. We should have great deals for people who want to buy systems for the holidays, whether that's for Hanukkah, Christmas, the New Year, or just people that want to get great systems at great rates to kick off their 2022 and put the last couple of years of COVID behind them.
Yes, time to forget all of that. Alan, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me.